She's a quantity surveyor, project manager, and entrepreneur. But who is Muira Tlhagale, and most importantly, how did she negotiate the biggest coach transfer in South African football history? Well, you're about to find out. City Press sports journalist Humule Momotswane sat down with Tlhagale, who happens to be Pitso Mosimane's life partner and manager, about successfully leading and creating a legacy for her goal-orientated family. You're listening to the Winning Women podcast.
I had started MT Sports in 2012, because I just thought one of the things that really limits us is that we focus on what we have studied rather than focusing sometimes on opportunities that are there. I've gotten to realize that we must take our training and education at universities as not that you are a specialist specifically in what you've studied, but that university teaches you how to think and to resolve problems. So because I was then, you know, starting to, and I had already done it. I mean, Peter was at SuperSport. I didn't do any of his contracts, but during the Bafana phase and the whole Sundowns, and when people wanted him to either be to appear on their adverts or whatever, I always did those deals. And when I say I always did those deals, I do those deals. I think it's also the ability to say, where can I start, where can I stop with my ability and my and what I understand. For example, I will surround myself with the right type of people. If something is very complex, then I will bring in a lawyer to assist. If it's something that, so I will always bring few people around me to ensure that we, I deliver on what is required. So that's how MT Sport was born.
In terms of, you mentioned it about your contracts. I mean, you make sure that you know, your contracts are suitable to your client, right? What would you say is it that you know, we obviously saw as well the negotiations that Coach Pitso with the Sundowns extension, they were quite a long, I mean, it's it took quite a while. So can you just give us insight into where you can share about, you know, those, you know, engagements that make it so specific that you, until you're satisfied, you're not going to sign?
You know, delays of contracts happen because of myriad of reasons. It could be that people think it took long. I think it took what it needed to take. For Coach Pitso, in this particular contract, what was important for him, and I think it's in the public domain, was that he wanted to do the soccer schools. And critical because he wants to really leave a legacy down the line, not as a coach who had broken records, but as somebody who's left proper legacy to say, look, what he was saying is that he would like to see that in the next 7-8 years, you see the Banyana Banyana team and the Bafana Bafana team being dominated by the kids we started at the age of 6. That's the legacy that he wants to leave. So I don't think that the negotiations are negotiations. They go like that. You know, you agree, and then you don't agree, and then you wait, you breathe, and then you come back, and then you renegotiate. I think it's part of the nature of the best, really. I mean, I know you're asking me that question because Coach Pitso seemed to be quite frustrated at some point in the media to say, you know, stay where you loved and all those things like that. So, and we're grateful. We're grateful that Sundown signed with Pitso. And really, the intention was never that he was not going to finish the 4 years. I don't think people must think that there was, you know, I mean, I think...
Because you wouldn't have gone to it in the first place if you...
No. So, but this came.
Okay. Absolutely. The project of the soccer schools, the Pizza Mesami soccer schools, was part of the negotiations that were happening with the previous contract of Sundowns. So now, because now Coach Peter has left Sundowns, that project is still ongoing, right?
Yeah, was also agreed by the new employers. I mean, not only that, there's just all sorts of things, like I said, that we're doing with him, the books. Because it's important that, you know, what we're trying to do on in MT Sport is to make sure that the athletes have got something and somewhere to go to after the soccer. Because I think what happens a lot is management companies are just interested in you because you are flavor of the day. But what we're trying to do is to say you are flavor of the day. How do we maximize on that for you so that tomorrow you've got a longer living legacy? I mean, the reality is a lot of our superstars, ex-soccer players, are struggling. And in this project, by the way, the Pizzo Soccer School project, he keeps on saying in the process that he would want more to open it up for the ex-soccer players to be the coaches of those, because where are they? Not that all of them can be coaches, and I mean, not that all of them would be interested. But I think every time, and from our side, we keep on saying, but it does not necessarily mean they'll be interested or they will be good coaches for the kids. You know, some coaches are maybe better for older people, you know, like more youth. Others maybe. But he's just quite adamant that one of the key objectives he wants us to take is to make sure that we include ex-footballers.
The thing I pick up is more of the work ethic. It seems like it's something that is common within, you know, your household, whereby you know how, I mean, because Coach Peter is on TV all the time and we do interviews with him all the time. We know how much he works. In the early AMs, he's working, using video. You yourself, it seems like it's the common thread.
I mean, Pizzo is a hard worker. I can't talk about myself. My employees can tell me how I work, what I don't work. But I believe I work very hard. I think we are really a goal-orientated, and I think failure is a no for us. And not that we don't fail. I mean, I know Coach Pizzo, people say he complains, he doesn't want to lose. And he said to me, I said, but indeed, why do you complain? He says, but who wants to lose? I mean, have you ever seen somebody losing and celebrating that I've lost? I hate losing. The key thing is really to do what you need to do. And sometimes it's what you come up with could be wrong. What I expect is people just to put their thinking caps. You know, you gotta be able to justify and explain why did I come to this conclusion. You know, so I hate cut and paste that people do. So that's really the motto. On the other hand, Pizzo is one lucky person who is doing something that is his passion. I mean, at home sometimes you come back from work and you see few TVs are on, different games on pause. And you know, you think, okay, maybe, okay, I would like to watch something, but what's happening here? And at some point, I used to not unpause, but I'm thinking, but, and now he's gone to the shop quickly, but all the three TVs are paused with different matches. So I would say it's an addiction. He's addicted to soccer. He doesn't watch anything else. Okay, but basketball.
Tell me about the current period now where the household is one person minus one person. Coach Pizzo is in Egypt all the way, and it's probably maybe for the first time that he's away for, or is going to be away for an extended period. How is that different at home, Hase, or and so on?
No, I think it was the first time that Pizzo was at home for a long time during lockdown, actually. That's the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. So I work and I travel also. Because sometimes certain things needs to be sometimes even out of the country, right? But I don't know, and maybe it's too early. We If you think about how Sundowns has gone for the past 7 years, they basically, on average, I would say, have been playing every 3 days, right?
Yeah.
And they, in the every 3 days, it's because they go far with Cups, and then they go far with Champions League, and then they've got the league. So, and every time they are playing, they will then be on camp the day before, depending where they are. It might be 3 days because they're in Devon playing at night, then it's the camp, the day game, and then they come. So Pito right now for us, really, we haven't felt the difference, really, to be honest, because that has been really our life.
Yeah.
I think the difference is that somebody is, or think about it also, if they're playing out of the country, then it becomes even a much longer period. If they are in camp pre-season, it becomes a longer period.
Yes.
So I don't think we're really feeling much of a difference. We did feel it when we were on lockdown all together because of the first time. Yeah. So, no, I think for us, it's still fine.
From a young age, Tlhahane never saw herself working for anyone, and counting all her accomplishments in various industries to date, it's easy to understand why. Tune in next time as we amplify the voice of another queen reigning supreme. #WinningWomen.